who is Jesus? If somebody were to ask you that, would you be able to describe from the pages of the Bible who he was? Let's go through some of the titles, some of the positions, some of the things he is from the pages of the Bible. Let's look at this and take care of this, okay? He's the chief cornerstone. He's the foundation of all mankind, and without him, there would be nothing. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 says, "Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." The chief cornerstone of what? Verse 21, "in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." He's also the firstborn over all creation. Colossians 1:15, "He's in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation." Verse 15, "the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and that all things he may have the preeminence." He is the firstborn from the dead. Boy, does that open up a whole subject that we should discuss in a series. You do know that Jesus died for our sins. He died. He wasn't half dead, one third dead. He was dead and in a tomb, dead like Rover. He didn't roll over. Don't accept these lies that Satan has deceived people with. Here we got another one. Jesus is the head of the church. I want to not get sidetracked. I want to concentrate on who he is. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22. "And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." You know, the church isn't a building. It's not a denomination. It's the body of Christ. It's an assembly of called out believers. It is God's children whom he calls together. Jesus is the Holy One. Mark 1:23. "Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, 'Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.'" That's right. These demons, these fallen angels, they know exactly who Jesus is. He is the Holy One of God. Do you love him and follow him and believe in him like he is?